B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
On the line with us, brought to you by none other than Rothman Orthopedics and the Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Trust Rothman Orthopedics, minimally invasive, maximally effective. Visit RothmanSpine.com. Adam Schefter joins us as he does every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Good morning, Adam.
Mark, Trey, Bob, Philadelphia. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning, sir. First thing is we have a little schedule change for the Eagles in 2 weeks. Any surprise there that the Eagles get flexed out with Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks coming to town in 2 weeks? They go instead to Green Bay and San Francisco.
It's a little bit of a surprise, I think, when you look at it. You know, I just got the notice yesterday that the Niners and Packers are being flexed in. I didn't even stop to think, well, you know, I was wondering who got flexed out because I was swimming in Colin Kaepernick stuff.
Sure.
But and it was funny because I was with the Seahawks on Monday night in San Francisco, and they were bemoaning to me the fact that they had four straight primetime games, the first of which was last Monday. Then they have a bye this week, and then it was going to be at Philly. Then it's the Minnesota and the Rams, I believe. But the point is that when you play – if you're a West Coast team and you're playing a Sunday night game on the East Coast, game ends, we'll make this up, 11:30, roughly, 11:15, 11:30, right? Team is out of there, I'd say, on the, you know, showering, out of the locker room, to the airport, loading the plane. I would say they're out of there 1:30 in the morning, roughly. You know, and they're getting back to their home in Seattle at like 5:36 in the morning. Like, that's not fun.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
It affects 2 days, at least.
Yeah.
Just in terms of the travel and the recovery, it affects 2 days.
Right. And then you've got a short week to get ready for another primetime game. So the fact that this... What time was the game moved to? Is it a 4 o'clock
game? 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock
game.
So 1 o'clock.
The Seahawks, I'm sure, are doing cartwheels and backflips. Like, now they'll be home... 4 o'clock, 6, about midnight. Like, okay, fine. You know, like, it's great.
Oh, jeez. So maybe there was some push for the team where they were like, oh, yeah,
No. Let's be very frank about it.
Okay.
No. The networks don't care about the push from the team. They care about what's going to be best for TV ratings.
Sure,
in this particular case, the NFL and NBC felt that the Niners-Packers would rate higher than the Eagles-Seahawks.
That's all that really matters. And Adam, I have this conversation with people all the time because I don't really believe in, you know, fill in the blank. National announcer blank hates my team. They don't. Yeah. They just care about the rating and making sure they catch their flight afterwards. That's from my experience what the number one thing there.
People ask me all the time, who's your favorite team? You know, I get that question quite a bit. And I really mean this. First of all, you root for people, not teams, as I'm sure you guys would know. And number two, my favorite team, without question, going away, not even in dispute, is my fantasy team. If you're on my fantasy team, I'm rooting like crazy for you. If you're not, I'm not.
Wonderfully said. Now, well, let's get to the Colin Kaepernick thing because you were, you know, putting all that stuff out there yesterday. So what is the latest on that? He's going to have a workout now for these NFL teams?
Well, okay, let's spell it out to you, and then you can interpret it the way that you want.
Okay.
Basically, yesterday, the NFL went to Colin Kaepernick in his camp and said, we have scheduled a workout for you. And it sounds great, right? Like, wow, okay. Going to work out Colin Kaepernick, who hasn't gotten any visits or workouts the last few years from NFL teams, and this sounds great. It's going to be Saturday in Atlanta. The only thing is Colin Kaepernick didn't know about this. He was informed of it yesterday. And so when he and his reps were informed of it, they said basically, well, a Saturday now with 4 days' notice, like, well, in the NFL, what are teams doing on Saturday primarily?
Traveling. They're ready.
They're traveling and getting ready. How many head coaches or general managers or personnel executives do you think are traveling to Atlanta on Saturday to go watch Colin Kaepernick work out? And in fact, I called down to the Falcons yesterday, and I said, hey, in your backyard, you going to be at the Colin Kaepernick workout? And they said, we got the Panthers on Sunday. We're going to Carolina on Saturday.
Wow.
Okay. So you get an idea. Now, Colin Kaepernick last night tweeted, he said, yep, all fired up and excited about my workout on Saturday in Atlanta, looking forward to seeing all those NFL head coaches and GMs. Okay? now you understand what he is doing, okay? How many head coaches and GMs do you think are going to be there. Like, we have this week the Packers and the Giants, and I'm sure others on a bye. Do you think the Packers GM, Brian Gutekunst, and the Giants GM, Dave Gettleman, has been waiting 6 months, working around the clock, working every weekend, to go use their bye week on a Saturday to go watch Colin Kaepernick, who's been on the street for 3 years now, work out in Atlanta? Do you think that's what they're doing?
Yeah, I would say no. I would say that's a big no.
And so Colin Kaepernick said to the NFL, wisely, I think, give us a list of all the personnel people and coaches that are scheduled to be there. And then we'll go work out. Now, again, if the league produces to them a list that has, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, 40 names on it of qualified people that are going to be in attendance, yeah, I'll bet you Colin Kaepernick does work out for those teams. But if the league can't do that, I don't think he's going to work out. Mm-hmm. Why would he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, again, Colin Kaepernick said, well, why can't we do this on a Tuesday? Tuesday is typically the day that NFL teams work. NFL said Saturday. He said, what about a week from Saturday? Give us a little time to get it together. No, this Saturday.
Mm.
So I guess my mind and the slew of people that I spoke to yesterday was, why did the NFL do this? Why did the NFL go here?
Oh, I think that's obvious.
Well, what do you say?
I say it because they're still offering the workout to him. Despite it being a sham, for lack of a better term, they're still offering a workout to Colin Kaepernick. If you're Colin Kaepernick and you really want to get back in the league, as they say, beggars can't be choosers. He's in a situation right now where it's not like teams are beating down his door, as we know, for the last couple of years. So if the NFL is offering, as much of a farce as it might be, a workout, you still have to take it.
Well, and I think that's the NFL's thinking. We're the NFL. We're offering this to you.
Yeah.
You need to do it, okay? And I think that's the way the NFL is thinking on this. And again, I also think, to me, you know, why now, right? And I had that conversation. And the best I can tell is that 2-3 weeks ago, and I'd have to check my Twitter timeline, I posted some facts that Colin Kaepernick's reps released stating his case, because he is going to go down in history as a historical figure, whether you like it or not, agree with it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so they spelled out a bunch of facts. Fact, Colin Kaepernick has not been called by any team. Fact, you know, fact. And I don't think the NFL liked that.
Mm.
Like, I don't think they like Colin Kaepernick getting his viewpoints out there. Now, to me, if I was the NFL, I would just say, you know what, that's the way it is, and you just leave it alone and let it be. But the NFL didn't let it be. The NFL wanted to create a workout under the idea that it's being fair and open and giving him a chance.
I will just say this. One of the biggest farces in all of this is that Colin Kaepernick, who has helped lead a team to a Super Bowl and has a quarterback rating that would be at least in the middle of the pack right now in terms of the NFL and where quarterbacks are, needs to hold a workout to tell me whether if he's better than any of the direct they've laid out for the New York Jets with Falk or even Simeon throughout the year. Like, people should know. I know he hasn't played. I know you've only heard that he's worked out. But, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is if he can help a team win at the NFL level.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And so, look, I mean, that is not in dispute. I think we all could agree with all the quarterbacks the NFL has tried out, mm-hmm. worked out, signed. You can't tell me that all of those people, all of them, are better than Colin Kaepernick. I have a hard time believing that.
No, I'm with you. I want to move on because there's some other news that surrounded the Eagles this week. Most notably, Brandon Brooks getting rewarded with a huge contract. Best right guard in football. Pro Football Focus has ranked him as that, really, week in and week out. I mean, it seems like the Eagles are making a great deal here for a guy who is 30 years old.
I'd agree with that, and I think Brandon Brooks would probably say, okay, look, I'm getting all this money up front right now, and again, as a player, you never know when your next down, next game will be your last game. So if you get any form of security like that, especially at those types of numbers, you take it. And that's what the Eagles, I think, have done a great job of for years, is, for lack of a better term, preying upon that weakness. Now, the player gets a great deal. I mean, you get security for life. What else can you ask? The issue is, what happens if and when there's a new CBA in 2021 and Brandon Brooks is still playing at that level and he's 32, 33, and he sees guards making, and I'm making this up, $20 million a year, right? Like, that, then he's going to be disappointed. But that day is a long way off,
yeah.
And it's far away.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't want to wait, and I understand that, and he got a great deal. Got a great deal. He should be happy and proud. But that's what the Eagles are doing. They're getting ahead of it,
mm-hmm.
and being ahead of the curve and being proactive and doing the deal now, paying a little bit more now, but saving for it later.
Now, Adam, as a guy, I'm speaking with Adam Schefter for ESPN, as a guy who has covered this league for a long time and seen guys come back from injury, I mean, he tore his Achilles in January, and he's back at this level already. Have you ever seen anything like this? Does anything compare?
I'm sure it does. Adrian Peterson off a torn ACL in 6 months was pretty miraculous.
Sure, okay. Yeah.
I mean, you know, that guy was a freak. And not to diminish what Brandon Brooks has done, but playing offensive line off an Achilles and playing running back with ACL, like, whoa. But, I mean, what he did is incredible. I'm sure that there probably are other players who've done it. And Trey would know this better than us. If you're going to have that injury, he's probably playing the right position to have that injury at.
Yeah, and this is right leg, so, you know, it's outside foot, right. So that's the one you're going to be playing on a lot, so, yeah.
I mean, it's not ideal.
Right, absolutely. No,
but what I'm saying is if you had a wide receiver blow out his Achilles or a running back blow out his Achilles, good luck coming back from that injury at that position. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, Schefter, I want to look at the Eagles' opponent this weekend in New England. An 8-1 record. Everybody looks at it and just says, oh, it's the Patriots again. But is there kind of fool's gold there in that, you know, they've run this 8-1 record with wins over, you know, you got the likes of Miami, the Jets, Buffalo, Washington, Giants, Jets again, Cleveland. Where is this team, this 8-1 Patriots team, maybe in comparison to the great Patriots team of years past?
Well, Bob, I would never use fool's gold with the Patriots, right? Like, not
good point.
What they've had for as long as that. But I understand your point, and I don't disagree with it, right? I think they are a more vulnerable 8-1 team than the teams that played before. Like, they opened up, they were 8-0, and everybody looked like, okay, this team looks invincible, unbeatable. And I just think that they covered up some blemishes with some great defensive play and a lot of turnovers. And you're pointing at the soft schedule. Yes, that's a factor, sure. But the team had some questions in the first half of the year. Now, here's what I will say, is that this is a team that is getting back its best offensive lineman in Isaiah Wynn. It's going to get back its first-round pick, N'Keal Harry, which we'll see whether he can contribute. It's going to get back its tight end, Matt Lacoste. Now, Matt Lacoste was never a huge factor in New York, the Giants, but I think they think he's a pretty decent player. So you get three offensive reinforcements. Usually Bill Belichick teams get better as the year goes on. They improve. So the team, if that is true, will get better. It gets back three notable players, and it should be an even better team than it was the first half of the season. But the first half of the season, they did have flaws in their offensive line. They did lack basically some weapons at skill positions. They didn't score as efficiently. They didn't run the football as well as they'd like to. So there are some things there that were real, but they're still the Patriots and they're still the gold standard.
Schefter, real quick, because we're up against it, if you were starting a football team and you had to pick a head coach between Andy Reid and Doug Peterson, who would you take?
Have we had this debate?
No, I just need the name and that's it.
Well, Andy's done it longer, right? So I'd have to go Andy, I would think.
Okay.
But I think Doug has done it great. He's won a Super Bowl, and Andy hasn't. So, I mean, it's 6-1.
So your answer's Andy Reid.
Don't
lead the witness, Bob.
Yeah, he's leading the witness. No. He's leading and badgering.
You're the best, Schefter.
Schefter, thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.